An exuberant crowd of supporters welcomed Tyre to the hotel on North Tuesday night after learning their pick would serve Pittsfield's first four-year mayoral term. Nearly 60% of the votes went to the city clerk.
It's an honor and a privilege to have received so much support from the voters of the city of Pittsfield. I want everyone to know that I take this responsibility very seriously. And I feel honored that I've been entrusted to represent the people of Pittsfield as their next mayor.
About 42% of Pittsfield's roughly 27,000 registered voters cast ballots. Tyre says she didn't expect such a wide margin.
It really matters to people that we take seriously the issue of crime and violence in our city. I think also people want someone who is willing to collaborate, who will be a partner with other elected officials, other organizations in the city. I think that was an important message. And I really also think that it's a generation. It's a generational difference. And I think Mayor Bianchi and I were distinctly different in very many ways. And I think Pittsfield responded to that.
Speaking to his backers, Mayor Bianchi pointed toward what he says are hopeful signs for the future, such as a new Taconic High School and the Berkshire Innovation Center. Talking with reporters, the two-term incumbent says he's been up against it for a while.
My opponent had a crew of people who spent the last couple of years not being terribly truthful, and they did their job. And we have a local newspaper that I think they've been gunning for me for 4 years, and they succeeded.
The Berkshire Eagle endorsed Tyre for mayor. Tyre doesn't agree with Bianchi's characterization of her supporters.
The people that he's referring to supported many of his initiatives. And I think that when there was disagreement, he had a responsibility to exercise leadership in those disagreements rather than creating an adversarial relationship. And I think that's where they ran into trouble.
Berkshire County Sheriff Tom Bowler supported Bianchi and thanked him for his years in office.
Dan Bianchi took us to a place that the city has never been before. And I'm serious when I say that. We've progressively moved forward with everything that Dan just talked about. And we've been in a position where we've never been before, and I can't thank you enough.
Tyre says she doesn't expect Bowler's support for Bianchi to be an issue in her efforts to reduce crime in Pittsfield. City Council President Melissa Mazzio was reelected for another 2 years. She's been an ally of Bianchi's, even though the mayor has had contentious battles with the city council.
I'm really sad for us right now, because I think that we really lost an opportunity to keep a really great, honest, hardworking man in office to move us forward where he should be.
Former Pittsfield City Council President Kevin Sherman says the four-year term, born of a charter reform, offers an opportunity to put aside politics.
And you can put together a plan, so you're not worried about keeping your job, you're worried about doing your job. And I know that's what Linda's going to do, and she's going to surround herself with people that can do that. She's going to work with everybody to reach the potential that we can.
Tyre says Bianchi did call to offer his congratulations, speaking briefly about a transition.
And I wish her success, because her success will be the city's success.
Tyre is expected to take office January 4th. Bianchi says he will stay involved in any way that's relevant. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.